There you go. You can hear the music. Welcome, everybody, to your Berkshire Hathaway biweekly podcast. On the show today, realty expert Berkshire Ben Olson. Ben, it's been a while. How have you been?
I've been good.
Been
that's a classic.
Good.
That's
that is a classic.
Yeah, it's always. It's just like Ben Franklin and, you know, everything. Benjamin Button.
From hey, now on, I'm gonna say Berkshire Ben. How you been? Or how you Berkshire Ben?
I've been Berkshire Benning. I don't know.
How'd the holidays go for you?
Holidays were, you know, were great. It was nice to get back together basically with family again. Lots of my family basically had it, so you know what it is. So
yep.
I'm sick of saying it, sick of hearing about it. I'm ready for it to be, ready for all the vaccines to be out and everyone to be safe and healthy.
And back to the old norm.
Back to the norm, yep.
Yep.
Back
yep.
to a norm, like the old norm, which is nice.
Yeah, I'm about ready to choke the next person that says the new norm. I hate that saying. I just hate that phrase.
I think that if, you know, people want to wear masks and be cautious, they can sure do that. You know what I mean? That's all up to them. You know, that's great. But, you know, I'm more than happy that when my age bracket comes up or whenever the vaccine comes up, I would take it just because I would like to have the peace of mind to not have to worry about things anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, and if they're saying it's effective, then...
Yep. And if we do get this new president, they're saying we're probably going to have to keep wearing a mask, even if we've been vaccinated, which makes no sense to me. But that brings me to my next question, because I know you are deeply involved in politics. What do you think about the mood in the United States right now, Ben?
Well, I think it's an interesting transition period from one set of beliefs and practices to another. I mean, we have to look at the policy between the two different, in the old administration and the new administration mm-hmm. coming in. And what we've seen in this administration, just based on policy, this has nothing to do with politics, but we've seen a very low interest rate environment. Mm-hmm. That has caused a lot of people to be able to afford mortgages and to afford homes.
Yes.
That is the situation we're in right now. All right. Barring the facts of the coronavirus or anything else, we've had a very strong year in real estate.
Mm-hmm.
This has been one of the lowest inventory years in real estate ever.
Yeah.
In recent history. So it's really interesting to keep in mind that even though we're still building more homes, we're still building more all across the country, we are still having a shortage of homes that people can buy right now.
Okay. Everybody's worried about these low interest rates, if they're going to start skyrocketing again, because, I know, for example, gas has gone up like about 15 cents, I think, in the last 2 weeks. You think that's going to happen anytime soon? Because the interest rates are so spectacular right now.
Well, I always like to say what goes up must come down, and in this case, kind of reverse, what goes down must go up. I mean, eventually, it's probably going to go up.
Yep.
I mean, we can just bet on it. You know, the other thing is we don't know what's going to happen in the future. You know, nobody could have seen the craziness that happened over on January 6th. Nobody could have predicted, you know, craziness that happened all through the summer this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's been a lot of unrest and uncertainty this year, and so people have been flocking to real estate as a safe investment.
Sure.
Which is really smart, but part of it is just realizing that timing is everything, and that now might be the time to buy and sell.
Okay. What is driving the market today?
Well, right now, it's been a lot of the interest rates. I mean, I've seen interest rates as low as 2.1% for a 15-year fixed, which is just amazingly low for somebody to be able to afford. And then you see 30-year loans that, you know, can get up to 3.5% depending on your credit, but that's still historically low.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're seeing people borrowing these sums of money for historically low rates. It means that they can afford more house
if
they're paying less interest.
A lot of people probably getting out of apartments and into their first house now. How could you not?
And the amount of people looking at those type of things are going, why am I paying $900 in rent?
Mm-hmm.
That is dumb. When I work 40 hours a week, I work hard for my money. Go into the bank, see if you can qualify. And, you know, one great thing about being in realty is that I get to know these other professionals in the bank. So mm-hmm. when a buyer comes to me and they just have an idea of doing real estate, I can kind of direct them to where they need to go and how they need to proceed to be able to qualify. I've had people who in the past couldn't buy with me because they either didn't afford as much or didn't have as much money. And I just told them what they needed to do. And the next year they were able to buy something.
Sure.
No problem.
Mm-hmm.
And it just is about getting a game plan of how you're going to get out of any debt that you're in, or, you know, if it's student loans, refinance that debt and then be able to buy something that
right.
you're going to be able to afford and get into.
Yeah. And what was I going to bring up with these interest rates? Are you finding that more and more people are, well, you mentioned an investment, are more and more people using these low interest rates for investment housing or, you know, properties.
So investment housing typically has a higher interest rate with it, depending on what it is. But you can use government loans for multifamily properties. And so if you're looking at those FHA loans and you've seen a duplex in your neighborhood that maybe is listed around 150,000 or 100 and whatever thousand, but you can afford that in your price range, but half of it is rented out, you could live in the other half, have the other half rented out. You'd be the landlord, technically.
Mm-hmm.
They would pay you to live there, because you own the whole property, and then you would pass that money on to, you know, your mortgage company. You basically could live rent free.
Okay.
I have a client doing that right now, where when he gets into his property, he's basically going to be living mortgage free.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he decided that he wanted to live in a place that was going to sustain, that he could just use his income and save it, mm-hmm. or because he likes to do other investments too. So, I mean, it really worked for him. You know, so many people are invested in cryptocurrency.
Mm-hmm.
So many kids are invested in the stock market and all the apps on your iPhone that you can get that invest in the stock market, but nobody ever thinks about, well, what am I doing with my money in real estate? You mm-hmm. can do both. You can do it all. It just is planning around those needs, and I can help you do that, which is really nice. But the interest rates are really driving people to buy right now.
You know, you realty experts at Berkshire Hathaway, you do so many things, but I'm going to ask you a couple of, well, pretty much cut and dry, simple questions. Like, for example, what do you do for a buyer? Somebody comes up to you and they say, Berkshire Ben, I need to find a house. Where do you start? What do you do?
Right. So right now, I would go into what we're calling a low inventory environment. This is an environment that hasn't really existed in real estate in a while. Right now, we're seeing, like, last year there's about 739,000 homes on the market across the United States. Right now, today, there's about 396,000 homes on the market. So we're down by about 40%.
Wow.
Which is quite a bit. And so what I do as a buyer's agent is I can help buyers locate properties that aren't even on the market yet.
Oh, sure.
If I hear about something, if I know something, if we can get you set up to where you are offer ready, which means that you're pre-qualified, you have money for a down payment, or you have whatever loan you're going to do, we can negotiate closing costs with the seller. We have a game plan. You know how much you want to spend. You know what your limit is. You know what type of house you're looking for, which is what I call offer ready. You know, mm-hmm. you know what you're looking for.
Yep.
Then when we're ready to pull the trigger, I can negotiate everything from there. And so that is also what I help do, is I help you get all the way up to offering and then through the whole offer process.
Sure.
And that's the difficult part, is I not only negotiate, I also explain to you the implications of, okay, well, if you don't pay closing costs, like if you have the seller pay closing costs, you get to keep that money in your bank.
Mm-hmm.
And you're borrowing money right now at a historically low percentage rate, so why not put the closing costs, have the seller pay them, even if you have to pay a little bit more. You
know, right.
Even if you have to pay the seller a little bit more to get those closing costs covered, maybe it's worth it because you're only paying 3.5% interest at the most.
Right, yeah, now. I mean, there's a lot more to it than you just accepting a phone call from somebody and they say, hey, I want to buy a house. And you say, hey, I got one for you to come and look at. Boom, 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 and it's
and sometimes
done deal.
It is that way. I mean, sometimes buyers come to me and they say, Ben, I found the perfect house. I want to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great. Sometimes buyers work for months. I work with some buyers for a year. It happens.
Yep.
And I'm okay doing that as long, because I'm not the kind of person who's going to press you into doing something you don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I hate those type of salespeople. I'm not that salesperson. I will tell you all the information and give you all the information you need to know to make a good decision. But at the end of the day, it's your choice. You have to live there. You have to own it, not me.
Right. It's a good example of something that's going on now. My son and his wife and daughter, they're looking to buy a different house there in Fargo. They put an offer on a house. There was somebody that put a little bit more of an offer in, but it is on contingency that they sell their house first. When my son's already got his, it sounds like, sold. Does that make a difference? Would you be able to bump out that higher offer? I suppose it's up to whoever has the house, or how would that work? Because, you know, it might take a couple of months or whatever.
Sure. So if you're a buyer looking at a house and you also have a home to sell, that's what's called contingent on the sale of your property.
Mm-hmm.
So what would happen then is you would have to wait till you have an accepted purchase agreement on your property that is okay with the buyer to be able to move forward on the purchase agreement with the other property.
Okay.
And so that does create sometimes a chain reaction. So one time I had a closing where I was the start of a 5-chain transaction. So if my people didn't close, the next people could move, the next people couldn't move, the next people wouldn't move, the next people wouldn't move.
Yep, yep.
And so sometimes you get into the situations, and that's why it's important to have a realtor that you can trust your options. And that's what I feel like I do best as a real estate agent, is I like to give people their options. I say, here's option A, here's option B, here's option C. These are the consequences based on what the contract says. Should we move forward?
Okay.
Well, how do you want to move forward? These are your choices, how you want to do this. Sometimes I get into situations where it's like, no.
Right.
I just straight up tell people, you know, if you negotiate like this, you can do this. Probably not a good idea.
Okay.
Because these are the bad implications. You know, I had one person who wanted all to do all this stuff. And I said, you can do this. I said, you know, it's probably negotiating not to your benefit.
Okay.
At that point. So.
All right. Well, that's what you do for a buyer. How do you work with sellers then?
Well, sellers, you know, with inventory being so low, part of it is locating people right away. You know, that to find your house, that's part of what we do for selling. But, you know, we do our 3D tours, our Matterports, all those type of things. And then sellers also don't, I think, realize sometimes all the back end that happens with everything in real estate. You know, they see us put the sign up in the yard. They see us do open houses. They see the online advertising. But they don't realize that all of the advertising is going out to a bunch of different places. So if you're a for sale by owner, you list it on Zillow.
Okay, yeah.
It may not go out to all the rest of the realtor websites.
Right.
When we listed through our website and I listed through our program through Berkshire Hathaway, it goes out to all those places, so you get more exposure. I mean, part of the reason you hire an agent too is to get a really good price on your property.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing that I value well too, is let's price it correctly. If we're going to list it, let's price it to sell. Be firm on the negotiation if somebody comes along, because they know it's a good deal, and then we'll go from there. I mean, worst case scenario is that if it's priced well, the first offer doesn't work out. Hopefully the second offer will, because they'll realize that it's priced well.
Sure. And when you guys take pictures of a house to show, I mean, you bring in the pros. You don't just whip out your cell phone and start taking pictures and going, here's what we have. I mean, you guys do it the right way.
Right. Right. And that's so important. And I guess we could probably look at some of my listings here if you wanted to.
Okay, sure. What camera would this be on? Okay. All right.
Sweet. So this is my website here. This is benolson.grandforksfamilyrealty.com. Otherwise, you can go to realestatewithben.com. That's also how you can get to this website. You might have to register and log in. That just creates your own account on the website.
Okay.
And that'll allow me to see kind of what you're looking at and be able to help you match with the better property too. So if I see you're looking at a bunch of homes within the $150,000 price range, and I hear about one that might be coming up, and if you've been looking at those, I can reach out to you and say, hey, so-and-so, I know about this brand new listing that's coming up that you may like. And so this website really helps me do that. But then on this website, we have all the listing information, everything like that. And if you scroll down, let me check up here. If you scroll right here, it says virtual tour, right? And this is what I'm talking about when I say we have some of the best technology in real estate to be able to show your home. This is the entire map of the home. And you can walk through this whole home. This is my home in Lakota, North Dakota. This is 509 3rd Street in Lakota. This is only a little walk away from the high school and elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
This is a 4-bedroom, 3-bath with a main floor bedroom. You kind of got this nice, beautiful, natural staircase. Mm-hmm. You've got a big basement bedroom, 2 bedrooms up here. So this is one of the technology that we use to help sellers sell their home, so that no matter where you're at in the United States, you can see a home and go walk through it, which is amazing. You know, you never used to be able to do this type of thing. You'd have to kind of paste together the photos and see what you'd like to see. So that is one thing that we do that is really kind of above the rest.
What do they call that again?
Matterport.
Matterport.
That's what the trade name of the camera is.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. And that's the outside of that house that's you just showed.
This
house.
So this is a 10,000 square foot yard. These are the Matterport photos. They kind of stretch. Wow. They kind of stretch the photo a little bit, so that's why it looks a little bit elongated.
Sure.
To get more of the information in the picture.
Uh-huh.
I know some people look at the picture and they say, oh my gosh, those pictures are really long. Well, they are, because they get more of the picture in them, more of a broad view.
Right.
But yeah, it's just one of those things where this is the bathroom with a heated floor.
Oh, you got to have that.
I know.
Oh, man, I wish I had that in my bathrooms.
So that's one listing that I have. Another listing that I was able to do is here in Grand Forks. This is commercial. I also do commercial real estate.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of our commercial units over at the U.S. Bank building downtown. So this gives you a beautiful new view of the new Hugo's development there.
Uh-huh.
Just walking distance, there's the outside of the building. This is the office. So it has its own kitchenette, everything like that. This is our fifth floor view.
Wow.
So you can see pretty much all of downtown. This is probably one of my favorite views right here.
Oh, that is neat.
This is like so cool looking at the pictures, and I really like the virtual tour. I've heard of them, but I've never kind of like seen one before until now. And
this also has a virtual tour with it. So I've been doing this with my commercial listings too, because I just think it's such a great tour, such a great tool.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when it comes to commercial, we found our studio with you.
That's true.
You know, and
so here's where you can look actually going out Demers. So if you're going Demers to the west. That's looking, that's Demers right here. And then that's where the townhouse, this is where the new townhouse development's going to be, is right here.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have an office here, you're going to be close to where that development's going to be. You're going to be close to downtown. You're going to be close to a bunch of great new things coming up. So one thing to look at there. But
how many square feet is that office then, or that space?
This one is a series of different offices. I believe that this one's about 1,200 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
This is also a single office too. So there's a couple of different units in this slideshow here. But yeah, so we have quite a few. This is another one that's here actually at the Grand Cities Mall. Now that you guys mentioned spaces. This is the one, this used to be Noridian, so you can see the sign here,
mm-hmm.
But this is just on the north side of the mall. It's over 15,976 square feet.
Wow.
It's kind of a great open space that has a lot of room. And I know people look at Macy's and say, oh my gosh, what would we ever do with that? You know, what could we do for that? This one you can lease. So this one you could go into, put your business in and kind of do whatever you wanted. It has its own break room, own bathrooms and everything like that. Its own heating, cooling system, fire suppression. And, the price is $7 a square foot. So in commercial real estate, that's actually a pretty good deal.
Mm-hmm.
For this type of space.
You know, the cat's finally out of the bag with what's going on down here in the Grand Cities Mall.
Yeah.
Mose, I think is what it's called.
Yep.
We're stoked about that.
Yep. That's a partnership between the mall and them. And that's, I think, going to work out really great for the mall. I'm really excited to see the traffic it's going to bring here. You know, it's really disappointing. I was looking through another mall around the area. I won't name names, but it was really empty there.
Yeah.
And here, I feel like it's really full. And you know what? Me as a leasing agent here, it makes me really proud.
Right.
Because I feel like I can look around and say, you know what?
Yeah.
I didn't bring all the businesses here. I've added a few.
Mm-hmm.
And at least it's better than the...
Yeah.
You know, it's not the same as the other place, so...
See, I just wanted to point out, too, because a lot of people that are going to be listening to this on the podcast... obviously, they aren't able to see the video.
Right.
So you can check it out on YouTube or, you know, go to the Berkshire Facebook page, and then you can see the video of it for anybody that's listening.
And then they're also actually on the bottom of my website here, too. So if you go to realestatewithben.com and then you scroll down, you can actually watch all of our podcast episodes right here. So we upload them right to our website so anyone can listen. And I think my last one is down here somewhere, but yeah, it's up there somewhere. But yeah, so we have all of our listings here on my website where you can get financing, so you can start with me to get some financing. This is where you can search everything. We have a lot of coverage area. We cover everything basically from Devil's Lake to Thief River Falls, the border to Hillsboro.
Okay.
So if you're out there listening at home and you're in those service areas, you're in anywhere in this region, that's where I will go. So
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I see here you did give me a few notes this morning,
yep.
Which I thank you. Property evaluation. What's up with that?
Sure. So, you know, everyone wants to know what their property's worth.
Mm-hmm.
And some sellers I work with talk to me a year in advance, and they want to get a game plan down of what they want to do when they're ready, we can list. And so I'm ready to help you. You know, our biggest buying season is going to start here in February. I mean, our buying season is basically from February until maybe about August. When everything kind of gets listed, we have the most inventory, we have the most activity. So if you're really looking to sell, and you've been putting it off, and you want to get it on the market early, go to realestatewithben.com, and you'll be able to click on property evaluation and be able to look and submit all your properties. So actually, we'll go to this link here. And this is where you can get a free property evaluation. So an easy way to do this is go to realestatewithben.com and be able to contact me through there. Or you can just text me, and I'll love to text you this link. You can text me directly at 701-318-2676, and I'll just text you this link. You can fill in your email and cell phone. You're going to get your free consultation. I'm going to message you kind of about what your property is about, and then we'll make an appointment to come out and give you an evaluation so that you know where you're at with your value of your home.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want to sell it, we can talk about what it takes to sell and what we'd be doing, what a best price would be.
Okay, now how important is it? Say you've done a bunch of remodeling in your house, windows, roofs, whatever you've done, flooring. How important is it to have that looked at? I mean, I know a lot of people don't like doing it because they think their taxes are going to go up in their house. But then again, if your house burns down and you just sunk 50 grand into it and it's still listed or worth on your insurance what it was before that, how important is it to keep up to date on that kind of stuff?
It's really important. You know, I think anything with your home is an investment. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if you don't keep it up, if you don't tend to your investment, it's just not going to result in what you want to do. I have this conversation with sellers many times. Let's price it to sell, but let's not price it so cheap that we're going to give it away.
I mean, right.
Let's not give away the house either. And part of that is just realizing that you've kept a nice... you've kept your house nice and you've used it as an investment vehicle. That doesn't mean you should give it away.
Okay. Berkshire Ben Olson. It's always nice having you on the
show.
Thank you. We're going to have you back on Friday.
Yep, I'll be here.
And we'll be talking more with your Berkshire Hathaway biweekly podcast. And then, of course, our open house ribbon cutting ceremony. And you'll be here. And we are excited that you're going to be here, too. Ben Olson, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, throw out those websites and phone number again.
It's just realestatewithben.com or 701-318-2676.
We will see you on Friday morning.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you. There you go. There you go. Your realty expert, Berkshire Ben Olson, on your Berkshire Hathaway biweekly podcast. And again, Ben will be back Friday morning about 10 o'clock, and we're looking forward to it. Until then, have yourself a great day.